WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The Justice Department unsealing the federal criminal indictment against former President Trump. It outlines more than three dozen counts against Trump over his handling of the classified documents, including willful retention, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and false statements. ABC's Pierre Thomas says the allegations involve sensitive military and intelligence information.
It's complete with pictures. There are examples of how the documents were removed as well, and also the story that we were talking about in terms of the audio recording in which Trump describes, you know, having taken classified documents from the White House and clearly knowing that he should not talk about any of this information, and just a stunning example of facts laid out brick by brick by the Justice Department.
Ukrainian sources report heavy fighting against Russian forces in southern and Russian-occupied territories. This is ABC News. A low-tech approach to border security is being tried out alongside night vision cameras and seismic sensors at the nation's southern frontier.
Orange plastic spheres, 4 feet in diameter, are strung together like lane markers in a swimming pool and set in the middle of the river separating Texas from Mexico, a visible reminder that
nobody needs to be coming between the ports of entry.
Colonel Steve McCraw heads the Texas Department of Public Safety.
It's dangerous.
The buoys create a physical barrier in the Rio Grande to keep people from entering the country illegally.
We're about to deploy the first 1,000 feet of it in Eagle Pass,
an area notorious for smuggling people and drugs into the United States. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A U.S. intelligence finding released today reports Iran is helping Russia build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that U.S. intelligence officials believe the plant could be operational early next year. Iran has been assisting the Kremlin with drone weapons for its invasion of Ukraine. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. It's an eventful weekend across the western part of the state. That includes the 64th annual Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals. They're set to begin tonight at the Richland County Fairgrounds at 7 o'clock. The weekend-long competition will determine who will compete for a berth in the National High School Rodeo Finals in Wyoming next month. Today is also the start of Altoona's Cinder City Days. That's celebrating its 50th anniversary. A parade, music, car show, and more will be held tomorrow as part of the event. And it wouldn't be June without the June Dairy Breakfast all over Wisconsin. The Washburn County Fairgrounds are hosting the Tri-County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow, Vernon County's will be held near Viroqua. Pepin County's will be at the Churchview Dairy of Durand. On Sunday, the Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Redbury Dairy just north of Muscadet, and Grant County's will be held in Cassville. You can find out more information at wisconsindairy.org. And for Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then too with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery. It's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for
RecruitersLoungeMN.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Patrick here. Coming up a little bit later on, an exceptional actor with the Guthrie, Tyler Michaels King, is going to join us. He plays Hector McQueen on Murder on the Orient Express. He'll talk to us about that. You've got to go see that. The staging of that play is insane. It is so well done. We'll be talking with Tyler coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. But Patrick, just to be honest, it's not too often I have my choice of jackknife tipped over swine trucks to talk about as far as stories go. But shockingly enough, today I've got two that fall within that qualification.
One is a literal one and one is a figurative one.
Oh, it's yeah. So last night, I am at my daughter's graduation. We were over at U.S. Bank Building, where barely anyone survived. If you hadn't heard from the Republicans, we had to run for our lives. No, it was actually a delightful night. I'm still not going to pay. I don't care if the Vikings aren't playing in there. I'm not going to pay $9 for freaking cheese curds. I don't know what your idea is. And by the way, maybe have one more than one person there. If you're going to have a few thousand people in the at U.S. Bank Stadium working the concession stands, that might be a good idea. I have no idea who the heck Bree Baxter is, okay? But Bree, for Minnetonka, Bree, hi, how you doing? Good to chat with you. If you are wondering who that person was that when they announced your name during graduation, screamed, yeah, that was me. Now, I have no idea who you are, Bree Baxter, but that was the exact moment I got the buzz that Donald Trump had been indicted on. What is it? Is it 37 counts or is it 38?
I've seen some conflicting reports on that, but 37 was the initial.
It's a drunken baker's dozen right there. Okay. I have to start. I'll tell you what, should I actually go with the pigs first? The actual pigs? Why not? Because the lanes are open. It's breaking news. Matt's back to his old traffic duties. Eastbound lanes of 694 in Little Canada reopened. And that's the end. All right, I'm not going to do any more traffic on that, okay? But they've reopened right before noon today. An hour-long shutdown after a semi-trailer overturned and hogs it was carrying got loose. Well, they're now part of the metro area. And as I said, I think it's their highway now. I don't see how we can really. I think that's case study law. I don't know if we really can take it back.
I think this gives a new meaning to the term left lane hog.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There are so many you can go with. there were like six on Bacon alone I came up with almost instantaneously. State troopers who initially arrived at the scene attempted to corral several loose pigs, and cameras showed running through the traffic on 694 in the West Junction and 35E. Immediately after the mishap around 7:35 a.m. So that would be kind of over. Yeah, as you're getting up to that turnoff for White Bear Lake and everything. Oh, that must have been delightful. Skid loaders and wreckers were brought in to upright the truck, clean up the mess that tangled morning rush hour traffic and led to a back of more than a mile, said MnDOT. Authorities also rounded up the pigs, including some which were injured. Aw, poor piggy. I was just watching. You watch the original earthquake, 1974. Charlton Heston. I'll shoot the earthquake. You ever seen that one?
I don't think I have.
There is a scene with a cattle truck, and it does not end well. As my daughter said, they're not going to kill all the cows in the cattle truck, and yes, they do. Well, it's toy cows, but still, it's an earthquake. That's unfortunate. Motorists were detoured south on 35E while the lanes were closed. They reopened much sooner than 1 p.m. opening, MnDOT, the truck driver, was not hurt, said Gordon Shank. God, you can't make this story up. The officer who responded was named Shank. Okay. Get Sergeant Porky over here. Captain Bacon on the phone, sir. All right, thank you. I'm sorry. The guy they quoted was Shank. Okay. Lieutenant, you're delicious. I'm sorry. Sorry, Lieutenant. You're just doing your job. I have no doubt you did not want to have to deal with pigs this morning. But it's yeah. Needless to say, don't drive pigs and be reckless. I don't know what the safety, the more you learn sort of thing, rainbow star thing we do. I don't know what we're saying with this, but do they have all the pigs or do we now have, what is that, Little Canada? That's Little Canada.
Yeah, Little Canada, Vadnais Heights, around that area.
Little Canada is now, do they have their own wild pig hordes? Wow. Sorry. Okay, Little Canada, that sounded worse than when I said it. I was like, oh, yeah, that probably doesn't go over well. Nothing against the fine folks of Little Canada, but still, watch out. They get mean when they go feral, man. They get mean. We're going to have a showdown between the turkeys of Northeast and the pigs. This is going to be like, you know, an animal version of the Jets and the Sharks sort of thing going on here.
West Side Story.
That's what we're going to have going on there. I'll put money still on the turkeys. Those guys are tough, man. You don't want to mess with them. 952-946-6205. Now that's the actual story of the overturned truck with the pigs on it. Let's go to the metaphorical story of the overturned truck with the pigs on it. Federal prosecutors unsealed the indictment laying out the government's case against former President Donald J. Pig. Trump. Detailing their allegations that he mishandled classified documents after leaving office and obstructed the government's efforts to reclaim them. No, you've got to see this to believe it. They've released photos of the storage situation they had at Mar-a-Lago. And as once again, these people have kind of tried to argue that this is one of those things where, you know, he shows you Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is a sensitive area. Okay, first of all, I'll just describe the pictures the best I can. Go find them. And by the way, a quick side note before I get down to this. I'm going to get to Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber and every other Republican who's desperately trying to come on about, what about Joe Biden, huh? Well, sure you got this, but what about Joe Biden? I think it sure is a coincidence that this is being filed. Joe Biden, dudes, ladies, gentlemen of the Republican Party, you need to go see this and read this before you start opening your mouth. Because for lack of a better way to say it, this is just Trump trying to get caught, for lack of a better way to say it. There is no excuse. There is no whataboutism. Someone asked me, he's like, well, do you think Joe Biden has done something like this? No, I don't think Joe Biden had a bathroom full of boxes of classified documents with a chandelier, by the way. What the hell? What 1980s nighttime soap opera are you trying to mimic, dude? It is, you need to look at this. Now, Nixon, I want to go through three Republicans who had scandals. And all of them were bad. I mean, let's just be honest with it. But I want to point out the metamorphosis of this. Let's go back to Harding. Now, Harding, until Trump, pound for pound, might have been the most corrupt president we ever had. His entire administration was the biggest grift of all time. I mean, they you know, they it's the only time in our country's history that a former cabinet member was actually charged and I believe convicted of a crime, had to be extradited from Europe as he fled to Europe. They were the Teapot Dome scandal, the military vet scandal. There were so many scandals within his administration, and he himself exposed it because he died. He died, and it's alleged that he died while he was with one of his mistresses, but, you know, Christian values, that sort of thing. What you have there is a Republican administration who hid from the Republican Party what they were doing. And once it got exposed, the Republican Party themselves went after him pretty hard. And well, not him because he had passed away, but his administration. And it was ugly. And there was actually a lot of laws that were passed to stop people from doing what these guys had done and profiting the money. I mean, they were going out and they were in charge of building veterans homes after World War I on the West Coast. They'd go on out, scout at a site, then go buy it for peanuts and then sell it back to the United States. You know, go buy, you know, basically what was useless land for, you know, pennies on the acre. And then charging a premium price for downtown New York back to the United States government. It was that kind of shakedown. It was, and they did it all over the place. I mean, it really was disgusting, but it was something that was kept really within the administration. Nixon was different because there were a lot of people who weren't in the White House that knew what was going on. And if you don't remember the case, the Watergate break-in happens, find out that these guys are getting paid somehow money from the Republican, the committee to elect Nixon, money was getting to them, which led to a lot of questions, which led to the White House itself, because there were people that were within the campaign to reelect Nixon and in the White House, working in the White House at the same time, or had just formally left. Needless to say, it was intertwined. And it was a case where there were a lot of Republicans that were aware of it. But what happened eventually was when it came to light, when it was undeniable, when they had the definitive proof that Nixon himself was guilty and had him on tape, that's when, because the gig was up, Republicans went to him and said, we don't have the votes to keep you in office. You better leave on your own, basically. They gave him the opportunity to resign, which he did. And I want to remind people, there are a lot of Republicans that feel as if that was wrong, that even if they knew he'd done something wrong, they should not have made him resign. And that they were betrayed by Republicans themselves. So they have now created, now we're getting to our third administration with Republican corruption, and that is the Trump administration. And what they created was this rule that basically the man could murder a Girl Scout live on television in the middle of Fifth Avenue, and they would do nothing about it. It was something he bragged about. He bragged, I can do this. And all the Republicans said, yeah, you sure could. I'm not going to put any kind of, stop to you on doing that. So murder away. He admitted he could do this. Many Republicans say they could, that he could. What he seems to have done, and this is the demented inner machinations of this delusional man-child, the most narcissistic human being that's ever, ever been in government, is he basically said, well, I'm going to make you have to defend me shooting the Girl Scout in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Because when you look at what he has done, it's not even really a question. For God's sakes, he has admitted to most of the crimes himself, proudly. So he's admitted to many of them. We have undeniable evidence of them. We have photos of the classified documents, boxes and boxes and boxes of classified documents just thrown anywhere at Mar-a-Lago. The first one, I'm going to describe this to you. First one, this is in the ballroom, which, you know, it's tacky to say the least. I mean, it's one thing if it's 18th century France. It's another thing if it's Florida. It's the stage on this ballroom. And on the stage is two deep, you know, 40 boxes of confiscated documents in a room that apparently was used with the boxes in there. So they had dances, gatherings, get-togethers, and all the classified documents are right there. And by the way, we're not even getting into the real stuff here either. There's another picture of him. This is about the neatest storage of documents. This looks like some sort of, you know, storeroom, and they're stacked against the wall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 high. Is that 7 high? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7 high to the back. But still, what's with all these documents? The third picture is just, this is apparently in a storeroom that many people at Mar-a-Lago had access to. This was not a locked room. This was a storeroom there. And one of the boxes is just a box tipped over with classified documents all just strewn across the floor in this storeroom that people had access to. But then the coup de grace is the bathroom pic, because this is a picture of, first of all, the tackiest freaking bathroom I've ever seen. It's Vegas on shrooms. It's what in the hell? I mean, you've got this grandiose framed mirror and this black countertop sink. You've got, you know, what looks like a Menards toilet, but the light fixtures, he's got one light fixture that looks like it, you know, it was a nipple piercing for a British royal. The ceiling chandelier is just tacky. This is in the bathroom. You got the chandelier. But what the other thing I've noticed about this is that as he's done this, there still is just like a Target toilet trash can there. And then the shower curtain looks like it just, you know, came from a Walmart or something like that. So it's just total Trump. I put a chandelier in the bathroom because it's so glamorous. But everything else there, if you just look around for a second, everything else there is like, you know, dollar store trash. In this bathroom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks of boxes. Right around the toilet, by the way. Apparently, the shower is also full, but we can't see in the shower because the shower curtain's pulled. There are 6 stacks of boxes right around the toilet in this bathroom. I we're out of toilet paper. I guess I'll use this nuclear capability of Australia briefing. You know, I don't. What are you doing? Seriously, Stauber, Emmer, Fischbach, the Beeve down in the first district. You know, whatever your name is. God, what is that? Finstead, that's right. The Beeve. God, that's going to stick. The Beeve down in District 1. Before you rush out to say, he lit us at Biden. Why are you not going after Biden? Realize you've been done in by him. He has gotten so brazen. He's admitted to most of this. He's not even trying to hide it. I mean, he's Tobias in Arrested Development trying to play Mrs. Doubtfire and clearly still being Tobias. No one is fooled by this. And yet you're sitting there saying, that's Mrs. Doubtfire. So before you go on out there, might I make the suggestion that if you can't just sit there and say, dear Lord, this is an embarrassment, this man needs to be held accountable, then just shut up. Because there is no what about that's going to counterpoint this. Take a break. Come on back. I'll break down the charges when we do return. New York Times has been having fun with this as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The world has changed, our economy has changed, and now more than ever, it's important that your retirement savings is set up to generate income, real money, in your bank account month after month while still controlling your principal. And that's what we do. We're Ferguson Financial. We set up people for retirement income. Call us today, 888-429-5569, and check out our retirement income program, Sunday mornings at 9.
Hi, I'm Kelly Tankey.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Tune in to AM 950's newest show, Searching for Service, a show designed to help current and future Rotarians find purpose through service.
We are dedicated to sharing stories, experiences, and opportunities for those searching for purpose, value, and meaning.
But more importantly, connection through community. Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcasts.
It's time to stop searching and start serving.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyotas inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. Our station is located on a marsh, and we do our best not to disturb that environment. So I was thrilled to discover Natrilon. Their safer products and soil tests ensure that your lawn will be healthy, lush, and green. I don't even have to worry about bringing my furry friend to the station, thanks to the great care from Natrilon. I highly recommend Natrilon to keep your lawn beautiful, healthy, without compromising safety and sustainability. More at Natrilon.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So let's read this from the New York Times. Federal prosecutors unsealed the indictment laying out the government's case against former President Donald Trump on Friday, detailing their allegations that he mishandled classified documents after leaving office and obstructed the government's efforts to reclaim them. One second here. There you go. Jack Smith, the special counsel who is bringing in the case, said in a brief remarks on Friday that the rule of law is a bedrock principle of the United States. We have one set of laws in this country and they apply to everyone, he said. The investigation was being conducted with utmost integrity, he said, and he promised to seek a speedy trial. He did not take any questions. The indictment gives the clearest picture yet of the files that Mr. Trump took with him when he left the White House. It said he illegally kept hold of documents concerning United States nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. Now, I want to stop right there because he's basically giving up the ghost here. He took documents that basically refer to the United States nuclear program, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. So it wasn't like he just shoveled a bunch of papers into a box and then basically just took them and didn't realize what they were. Oh, here's that one bill I was looking for 4 years ago, and here's little Billy's artwork. No. He specifically went and got things that referred to the United States' nuclear capabilities, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. Of course he was going to sell this to the Russians or whoever would pay him the money. Come on. Why else would he have this stuff? Why would you, as a souvenir, bring back for your house potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack? Of course he was going to try to give this to a foreign country for the highest price. And we should remind ourselves there's a crap load of empty damn folders there where the information that was in them is gone. And Johnny Security here basically had these things just anywhere. I guarantee you the Chinese, the Russians, any other country was in Mar-a-Lago and was out searching those boxes.
It is a disgrace to think. This is a guy who said, what could I sell? He seriously, he's the loser who walks into a hotel room and says, I'm taking the ashtray. An ashtray? You don't smoke. Still, I bet I could get a buck for it. He stole things that were specific to the security of the United States. Because clearly, come on, enough's enough. He was looking to basically make a few bucks from one of our enemies. Traitor. The indictment names one of his personal aides, Waltine Nauta, N-A-U-T-A, Nauta, as a conspirator who assisted in the obstruction investigation of the former president, retention of sensitive defense documents, and his resident and resort in Florida. Prosecutors presented evidence that Mr. Trump shared a highly sensitive plan of attack against Iran to visitors at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, in July of 2021, and was recorded on tape describing the material as highly confidential and secret while admitting it had not been declassified. So once again, I want to make sure we talk about this little nugget as well. And by the way, Pete Stauber and Tom Emmer running out to defend this guy. This is not Mar-a-Lago. There has always been this speculation that he might actually have more documents that he has not released to the public. And this was in Bedminster. This was in New Jersey. And he's just showing it. It's a plan of attack of Iran. Wow. He knew it was highly confidential. He said it was highly confidential. He said it was secret. He admitted those things. He also admitted it had not been declassified. So when he goes, he waved his magic hands over the boxes and they were all declassified. He himself admitted they weren't declassified. I'll tell you what, I'll take a break. I got more to get to on this, that's for sure. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly sunny skies today with a high near 83, tonight cloudy with a low around 65, and Saturday a chance for thunderstorms with a high near 79. Attention all loons! Crooners Supper Club is hosting the first annual Loons on the Lake Comedy Festival June 21st through 24th with 40 comedians from all across the country. Performers include Jimmy Walker from Good Times, Jamie Kennedy from Scream 1 and 2, Erica Rhodes from HBO, and more. Ticket info at loonsonthelake.com.
Coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour, Tyler Michaels King is going to join us from Murder on the Orient Express. It's currently over at the Guthrie. They're there till July 2nd. I highly, highly recommend go seeing it. And if you have a kid who loves theater, take them to go see it, because it's rare you see a staging this good, even in Broadway. I will say this. The staging of this play is as good as you see in Broadway or London. It is that good. You've got to see it to believe it. Murder on the Orient Express over at the Guthrie Theater, playing until July 2nd. Go get tickets. And Tyler Michaels King is going to join us here at the top of the hour. I got to talk to him as well. He was in The Tempest. He was phenomenal in The Tempest, too. So it's going to be fun chatting with him. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Hey, let's go back to the indictment of the former president of the United States, shall we? Uh-oh, there goes another truckload of pigs tipping over. Wow. In another incident in September of 2021, he shared a top-secret military map with a staffer in his political action committee who didn't have security clearance. The filing includes many pictures of what appeared. By the way, can I just say, I can already see what the eventual defense is. He's just a simpleton. You know, I don't know why you guys, he didn't grow up in politics. He just, look at him. He's half drooling as it is. How can you hold him accountable? Same exact people who, when a 13-year-old black child is involved in a crime, charge him as an adult. They know what they did. With a 70-plus-year-old ex-president, you know, he's just, you know, you can't really get mad at him, you know. The filing includes many pictures of what appear to be banker's boxes, some containing highly sensitive material, which were haphazardly moved by Mr. Nauta and other aides at Mr. Trump's behest. Some of the boxes appear to be sagging, which would mean maybe they got wet. And, well, the bathroom, for goodness sakes. I don't want to even know. I don't even want to know the plunger bill for Mar-a-Lago. I don't want to know the plunger bill. Was that Mr. Trump? Clogged again, you said? All right, we'll be right over. Oh, here's your problem. It looks like someone tried to flush down this, military map of Hungary. And also, you need more fiber. Sorry. I don't know what I came up with more jokes with faster. The pig truck actually tipping over, or this pig truck tipping over. It's one of the two. The filing includes many pictures, which appears to be this, once again, the sagging boxes possibly wet. December 7th, 2021, Mr. Nauta found that one of the boxes had toppled and spilled its contents all over the floor. The files that splayed on the carpet, which can be seen by anyone. Now, once again, it'd fallen over and people had been using this room. Filed on the carpet included designations secret, R-E-L-T-U-S, F-V-E-Y, which means that they were meant to be seen by officials of the U.S., U.K., New Zealand, Australia with high-level security clearances, or the part-time cooking staff at Mar-a-Lago. Mr. Trump is expected to appear in federal court in Miami over Tuesday afternoon with Judge Aileen M. Cannon. This is the hack that he put on the court. They're already saying that the DOJ is going to request that she be replaced. She recuses herself. She is scheduled to preside over the initial hearing, according to people familiar with the matter. It was not clear whether Judge Cannon, who was criticized by a higher court for handing Mr. Trump a series of unusual favorable rulings during the early stages of the investigation, would remain assigned for the entirety of the case. The indictment handed up by the grand jury of Miami is the first time a former president has faced federal charges. It puts the nation in an extraordinary position, given Mr. Trump's status not only as the one-time commander-in-chief, but is the current front runner for the 2024 presidential nomination to face Biden, whose administration was now seeking to convict his potential rival of multiple felonies. Mr. Trump continued to rail against the indictment on Friday, calling it the greatest weekend of all time. He wrote in a social post. The indictment reaches back to the end of Mr. Trump's term in January 2021, when the documents, many of which were said to be in the White House residence, were packed in boxes along with clothes, gifts, photographs, other material, and shipped to the General Services Administration to his private club and residence in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. Two lawyers, James Trusty, and Patrick, really quick for you. What's the better name association? Shank with the pig, actual pig turning over, or Trusty with Trump? Which one do you find more comedic value with?
Trusty with Trump is, that's a really good oxymoron.
Nicely done. Two lawyers, James Trusty and John Rowley, left Mr. Trump's legal team, will no longer represent him in the document case. It will be represented by Todd Blanche, Esquire. God, what doesn't that just, that's a name that just screams of Alabama billboard guy. A firm to be named later. What is this, a trade for a shortstop? The Twins get Carlos Correa, and in turn, we send $80,000 and a player to be named later. That's what we have. It's a firm to be named later. Call Nathan Thurm. Mr. Trump wrote on social media, a recording of him meeting with Mr. Trump in July 61, 6 months after leaving the White House, is expected to be a key piece of evidence against him. During the meeting, he described a document in front of him as classified and highly confidential, according to a person briefed in the matter. Now, once again, I will say the New York Times has been covering this as well and talking about a lot of different things that have been going up with this. One of the most problematic pieces of evidence for Trump, the indictment recounts how, according to his lawyers, Trump made a plucking motion. Plucking motion that implied, well, okay, I'm going to do the joke. All right, I'm going to just let you know. I'm going to do the joke, but, you know, I'm not happy with myself. I am inside my own mind. I'm being critical of myself, okay? Trump's lawyer said Trump made a plucking motion. Well, we've heard the stories from Stormy Daniels, so never mind. Sorry. That crossed a line. A plucking good line. Anyway, sorry. It's Christmas. It's freaking Christmas. Why don't you take them with you to your hotel room? Why don't you take them with you to your hotel room and then kiss them? No, he didn't say kiss them. He said, hotel room, and if there's anything really bad in there, like, you know, pluck it out. Was he talking about the confidential materials, or was this what he said to Stormy Daniels? And this is the front runner for the Republican Party. It's a live action version of Arrested Development. That's what we've got right now. I'm sorry. I know there are decent human beings that are listening to this show. I have no idea why, but you are there. You don't deserve this. I'm just a horrible human being. I'll take it, but I'm going to still laugh my butt off, man. The picture in the toilet is just, that's going to be my Christmas card this year. Oh, God, if you have someone who's moving and you want to send them a card, use that picture. That's the one you want to go with. It's going to enrage, this is Maggie Haberman from the Times, it's going to enrage Trump when he sees how much of his own staff and advisors cooperated with this this investigation. The indictment reveals previously unreported text messages between two Trump aides who were trying to find a place to store the boxes at Mar-a-Lago. And as a matter of fact, here, Trump employee two, we can definitely make it work if we move these papers into the lake room. And this is a question, apparently. We can definitely make it work if we move these papers into the lake room? Question mark. Trump employee one, there is still a little room in the shower where his other stuff is. It is only his papers he cares about. There's some other stuff in there that are not papers. Could that go into storage, or does he want everything in there on property? Wow. Prosecutors revealed that Trump had caused his lawyers to falsely certify a statement for the Justice Department last June. Lying, he got his lawyers making a false statement. Wow. His legal team had conducted a diligent search in Mar-a-Lago and found only a few files had been returned to the government. Prosecutors say that Christina Bob, his lawyer, signed the statement even though she had no role in the review of the boxes. Shortly after Bob did the false certification, officials from the FBI and Justice Department met in Mar-a-Lago with Trump and Bob, along with another lawyer. Trump declared to investigators it was this he was an open book. He has never touched a book in his life. And no, menus don't count. It's like a book, but there's food in there. I have the ketchup. Maggie Haberman again. Every aspect of the indictment shows a historic element of Trump's personality, his showing off, his beliefs that everything is his thrusting his advisors into untenable positions, his admiration for people who evade scrutiny. This is what I'm saying is you literally, because Republicans made the decision after Nixon that they would not ever try to hold someone accountable, someone came in there and took advantage of you. And look at you pathetic clown cars now rushing to his defense. It's indefensible. What's going on here? Trump is already attempting to turn his supporters' ire on Jack Smith, the special counsel. In Truth Social post, Trump attacked Smith's record on this case and called for his deranged psycho that shouldn't be involved with any case having to do with justice. Smith is noting that the country's laws protecting national defense information are critical for U.S. security and the rule of law is bedrock principle in the United States. Yeah, you don't. These are not things you share. These are not things you take. I have a security clearance. When I was in the military, I had a security clearance. I don't think I have it anymore. But when I was in the military, because of the nature of my job, I had a security clearance. And trust me, they were very clear. None of this stuff should have ever gotten out. I mean, and I'll give you an idea is I had a security clearance and I had to go through a lot to get the security clearance. And the stuff that they're talking about here is so far above my pay grade. I don't even understand. I can't even comprehend the background checks that people that actually can view this stuff must have to go through to make sure that they are trustworthy enough to see this. It is astounding. And so for him to have it just stacked around in a bathroom. This is from Ben Portes. Smith says we have one set of laws and they apply to everyone and very much look forward to presenting our case. There's obviously the question of whether or not why they moved it to Florida. I'm not sure there why they did that. Trump allies on the far right of the House Republican conference has veered into making bellicose threats and sound like calls to arms. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, tweeted, "We have now reached a war phase, eye for an eye." Representative Clay Higgins, Republican from Louisiana, and I want to talk about Clay Higgins here for a second, appeared to summon supporters to Mr. Trump's arraignment on Tuesday. Buckle up. 1/50K, know your bridges, rock steady, calm, that is all, he wrote on Twitter, in apparent reference to military maps. Not only that, but he referred to the POTUS as Trump as the real POTUS right now. So this guy, Clay Higgins, Republican of Louisiana, he's actually calling for people to start, you know, trying to take over the country. They're actually calling for a civil war. And one thing I can say about Biggs and I can say about Higgins, you're a bunch of cowards. Seriously, you're cowards. You are cowards. Because what are you doing, really? You're sitting in the safety and security of your Washington, D.C. office. You're sitting in your Arizona or your Louisiana office. You want other people to go fight your little war for you. Because you want to have some level of culpability. Well, just because I told people that they should go out and start a civil war, where did you get the idea that I was telling people to go start a civil war? That's what you're trying to do. And it's easy for you to go find these dim bulb idiot followers of you guys and Trump that basically are, yeah, but you know what? You're going to get people freaking killed. And no, let me explain something. You clowns might try to start a civil war. Me and the rest of this country will end it real freaking quick. You'll get to the and find out part of that equation really quick because you don't have a freaking chance. You like to think that there are masses of people that are on your side. The reality is the 10th Mountain Division will make mincemeat out of you guys. And you'll sit there and say, well, I don't know where anybody got the idea to attack the United States. Yeah, it came from you guys. You're a bunch of cowards, whiny little biatches. That's what you are. And someone tell Biggs and tell Biggs and tell Higgins that I said it. I have no problem with that. Because as a veteran of the United States of America, you don't get to just pick and choose when all of a sudden you're a proud American. Trust me, I was embarrassed and frustrated and disappointed when Donald Trump was elected president. But at no point was I'm going to take my stuff and go to Canada. No, not going to do that. Still love this country. You guys, basically, all of a sudden, one bill gets passed you don't like. It's time to get armed. Start storming the buildings. Take over the bridges. Because it's all you've got. And you idiots are going to get a lot of people killed. You think you have the numbers. You do not have the numbers. And you're going to all of a sudden take over a bunch of bridges in Miami. And when the police come, what are you going to do? Open fire on the police? Maybe kill 7 or 8 of them? And then all of a sudden, it'll be just like the Capitol Police, where all of a sudden all the same people who say, I support the police, all of a sudden, well, not those police officers. They got in the way of my agenda. You're cowards. Biggs, Higgins, you're cowards. That's all you are. And you're going to get people killed. So if you don't like this country, get the F out. I'm saying that as a veteran of the U.S. Army. You don't like it here? Leave. But you want to start this? Fine. We'll finish it. And you're not going to like it when we get done. Just ask the South. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
Hey, it's Patrick. While you and your family are ready for summer, make sure your home is ready for summer, too. There are going to be a lot of people over at your house for those barbecues and graduation parties in June, so make sure to check in with my friends at Zero Res to make sure your floors are in tip-top shape. And now that summer is finally here, it's time to take advantage of Zero Res's best deal of the year. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified. So it's time to call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts and your dryer vent cleaned too. You've waited and now you save. Book now and take advantage of the summer sale and get 20% off all services. Schedule your appointment by calling 952-ZERO-RES or going to ZeroResMinnesota.com and asking for the AM 950 special. Backward or forward spells the same. Zero Res.
Prosecutors charged Trump with 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act. 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act. Unbelievable. And as I said earlier, I wanted to try to get to this here before I get to the break here. GOP representatives Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber on Friday accused President Joe Biden of weaponizing the U.S. Department of Justice against President Donald Trump by indicting him through grand jury though they provided no evidence of the allegations. Now, once again, I want to make sure we say that they're accusing him of weaponizing the Justice Department, who went through a grand jury. It wasn't like they themselves got an arrest warrant. They went through a grand jury. The grand jury said, yep, he's guilty. And so they want to ignore that. They want to ignore the fact that they didn't do this in Washington. He specifically didn't do this in Washington, D.C. He did this in Miami near Mar-a-Lago, and he still came up with these indictments. Emmer, who's the House Majority Whip and third-ranking House Republican, told Minnesota Conservative Talk Radio that Trump's indictment stinks to high... stinks to high heaven. Isn't it funny? It just stinks. Well, what evidence do you have? Well, I don't have any evidence. I'm just saying it stinks because I just don't want to acknowledge the fact that I'm endorsing this. We got to get back to agreeing to disagree and not using the government against our political adversaries. What if he actually committed the crime? Because I got photos of him committing a crime. Okay, I mean, there are photos of him committing a crime. What you're really saying is, well, I don't know why you're trying to hold someone who's clearly guilty of a crime of their crime. Now, let's get back to these hearings on Joe Biden, even though we don't have any freaking evidence to support our claims. I mean, this is Emmer, and like I said, in his case, the whole thing of irony is dead. We are not using the government against our political adversaries, as his house is currently running sham investigations into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. Late Thursday, a Florida grand jury, not Biden, charged Trump on 7 counts. Federal prosecutors Friday afternoon unsealed the documents against Trump. And once again, it's the evidence against him is undeniable. It's unbelievable. Stauber, who's also appeared on far-right talk radio, implied federal prosecutors sought the indictment to distract public attention from Republican allegations. Biden was the recipient of bribes as vice president. Wait a second here. You need to talk to Tom Emmer, Pete, because you're sitting there and saying, we're weaponizing the government and we're doing a good job. He's saying, where did anyone start weaponizing the government? It's not a coincidence, in my opinion, said Stauber, referring to the incident. It's a bunch of malarkey. As a former law enforcement officer, I believe our justice system, however, just reeks of politics, said Stauber. Once again, through a grand jury. No evidence to back up their claims. These two clowns don't have the guts to come on my show. Tom Emmer, Pete Stauber, I want you to come on my show and say this. I don't want you to just go to some guy who's going to protect you on right-wing talk and only ask you, it's like, this is really a crime against Trump, isn't it? Yes, it is. Come on my show. Come on my show and make these statements. I'll show you some pictures and have you explain to me how that's good classified document storage. Oh, that's right. Both of you are cowards. Both of you are cowards. You're too afraid of me. You are. You are. You are. You're terrified of coming on this show. You are. Monday. Come on, Monday. Come on the show Monday. I'll make time for you. Come on, Monday. Both of you. Come on. Come on the show. I want to go back to what was the documents here. Because this is everything, really. They included information on the military and nuclear capabilities of foreign countries, White House intelligence briefings, and country support of terrorist attacks against the United States and militaries as well. It should also be noted that in these things were the United States nuclear program, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. Those documents, those souvenirs, for some reason, were in all those documents sitting around Mar-a-Lago. And Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber are defending that was okay, that there is nothing to this. This is just political. No, this is could be the crime of the century. Hour two of the show, that's coming up next.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, a program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, Minds and Matter.
You know, minds are nothing but matter.
Sure, but what matter? You mean the brain, right?
No, an octopus's mind is distributed throughout its whole body.
Wow. I wonder what it's like to think like an octopus.
Minds and Matter, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Now, my show will be on Saturdays from 10 to 11 and replayed on Sundays from 1 to 2. You will get to the best of Ellie 2.0 with talking about idealism, with guests who come in and who are idealistic, who are trying to change the world, and you will get me, super idealist. Tune in. We can't wait to...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.